This is Ozarks at Large. While it's not as visible as some of Arkansas's other major industries, aerospace and aviation is one of the state's top exports. It accounts for about $2 billion in aircrafts and parts. There are nearly 180 aviation and aerospace-related companies in Arkansas, and collectively they employ about 10,000 people. That's why, as one teacher at Springdale's Harbor High School says, it felt like the right time to give students the opportunity to break into the industry. Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek spoke with him about the state's first aviation curriculum.
We're on the runway taking off. It's always a little bit hard because you have to steer with your feet, and these pedals are uber sensitive.
And just like that, math teacher Jason McMullen is in the air, hovering over Springdale, or at least the digital version of the city that surrounds him on three screens at one of Harbor High School's new flight simulators.
I mean, you can identify roads and interstates and know kind of exactly where you are, and hopefully we'll be able to purchase terrain updates to where it'll look like satellite maps. So if kids, you know, say, okay, turn right at Harbor High School, I can identify it out here in the monitor and be able to know exactly where I'm at.
Aside from being a math teacher, McMullen also runs the school's aviation club, which he helped start about 3 years ago with half a dozen students.
And then ever since then, our membership has pretty much doubled every year. And now, as of March, we're up to 45 students.
McMullen believes the growth of the club has a lot to do with the growth of the aviation industry in Northwest Arkansas.
And so we started having more and more students coming into our club whose parents work for, you know, XNA or work for airlines or work for UPS and FedEx or Pratt and Whitney, all these companies that exist in the Springdale area.
McMullen's personal fascination with aviation started with stories about his grandfather.
My late grandfather was a tail gunner in B-24 in World War II, and flew in Europe, flew 30 missions, crashed in the just in the English Channel, made it back once, and then was shot down a second time behind Axis lines and made it through the underground safely. And he was one of only two in his squadron to make it out.
And that fascination grew when he started teaching at a high school in Grapevine, Texas, next door to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport.
So it was a wonderful sight on clear days to have American Airlines planes flying parallel to each other over the high school. It was a wonderful sight. And so as a math teacher, I'm always looking for something to take my math and apply it to in the real world. And aviation just has so many applications in the science and math fields.
Now McMullen's fascination with flight will make Springdale the first school district in the state with an aviation curriculum. He says they've been working with the Arkansas Department of Construction and Technical Education to create a program that will allow students to graduate high school with a private pilot's license.
And we've been working with them to offer for the first time an aviation course for training for the purpose of flight training. So by the time a student is a senior, our goal is for them to take and pass the written exam for their private pilot's license.
As seniors, students will be able to work with Fly ARH in Springdale or Summit Aviation in Bentonville to go to flight school part-time.
They could do their core work here at Springdale during the morning hours and then the afternoon go over and get their flight time.
McMullen says the 15 flight simulators the school received earlier this year will be a crucial part of Harbor's aviation curriculum. They're funded through a grant from the Walton Family Foundation and a partnership with the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum.
I don't think you'll find any other area or any other school or even some airports in the state of Arkansas that has as many flight simulators as we have. So we're very blessed and very thankful for that.
The minimum amount of flight time required to be eligible for a private pilot's license is 40 hours. McMullen says that usually comes with a cost of $200 to $300. Per hour. But the flight simulators will give students the opportunity to fly before or after school without having to worry about the weather or the cost.
Thanks to changes in FAA regulations, flying on the simulators can count up to 10 hours towards their pilot's license. So if you're looking at $200 an hour, that's a $2,000 to $3,000 savings for our students who are interested in doing that.
McMullen says the first phase of the aviation curriculum will begin in August with the start of the new school year.
Our first phase will start in August. We'll offer two sections of, it's called Aviation One, although that name may change. And just to introduce the kids to the world of aviation, the forces of flight, and how communication is so important when you're flying. And then after that, we'll kind of start narrowing the focus down to where we start getting them ready for their FAA certification.
And McMullen says they hope to expand the school's aviation program beyond teaching students how to fly, because the industry includes so many other professions.
Well, I don't want to be a pilot is what a lot of kids say. Well, if you go to the airport, it has pretty much every job that a city does. I mean, even if a person wanted to be a cosmetologist, they could be a cosmetologist at the airport.
While there is a big demand for pilots, McMullen says there's also a demand for workers in the aircraft mechanics, maintenance, and avionics industries.
And so for those students who are interested in going that route, we plan to work with local businesses to offer them apprenticeships to where at age 17 or 18, they could, in the afternoon, work, do a work study, already earn a paycheck.
Before launching an aviation curriculum, McMullen says Harbor will also host a She Can STEAM summer camp the first 2 weeks of July for rising 7th, 8th, and 9th grade students in the region.
This camp is the first camp outside of the Washington, D.C. area that the Smithsonian and National Air and Space Museum is doing. And the main thing when they wanted to bring it to Northwest Arkansas is they wanted to make sure that it was in an area that, you know, there would be enough people that would support it and be active in it.
The program will be open to up to 30 students who meet certain criteria. They will be chosen through an application process that closes at the end of April.
It's a camp aimed at increasing the number of women and minorities in aviation. Although, you know, we certainly won't turn down somebody else who fits the criteria, who loves aviation.
During the course of the 2 weeks, McMullen says they'll expose students to the wide range of opportunities in the aviation industry.
We're going to have them come to Harbor High School, learn how to fly on simulators. We're going to take them out, get them in airplanes, let them have a flight experience. We'll take them to FAA headquarters. We're going to let them see what towers are like. Arkansas Air and Military Museum in Fayetteville has also volunteered, and the kids will have a presentation there. So it's to get these kids, just to introduce them to how aviation is prevalent in Northwest Arkansas.
And while McMullen doesn't have a private pilot's license himself, although he says that is on his bucket list, he's just as happy to pass on a fascination with flight to his students.
If I can get somebody else, if I can get these kids in the seat, or if I can get these kids in the jobs, then for me, that's just as much a success as me being able to sit in the left seat and fly.
For more information about the She Can STEAM Summer Camp, you can go to airandspace.si.edu/SheCan. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.